So I put this out there on Twitter, and you can follow us on Twitter, DougAndGator971. Was Pete Alonso serious about this? So he wants to see hockey fighting in Major League Baseball. I'd love to see it, I think, and wanted to get people's opinions on this. And get a reply to this from Jeff. Says, game one of the World Series. Have a person at the end of your bench lead off, charge Shohei Ohtani, irregardless of where the ball is, and just take their best player out of the game for the day. I mean, that would be a strategy I think that some team might employ if they would never allow this to happen. Never, never, never. But this is that was something that could happen. That's it absolutely is a strategy in the NHL for some teams. You go after and try to agitate the best player. I remember when I was in college, I wrote a paper about fighting in hockey and did all this research. It was so much fun to research all these old articles in Sports Illustrated. And this is before the internet, by the way. So I had to go through the annals of the library and look at different sport magazines about this and find articles on this. And I did. And it was amazing that was a strategy when you got into like the Calgary Edmonton series back in the 80s when the Oilers were competing for Stanley Cups, and how, you know, Calgary would send out their enforcer specifically to target players on the Oilers, whether it was Gretzky or Messier. But this article was talking about how they would target specifically Paul Coffey on defense because they knew how vital he was to the success of the power play. Take out Paul Coffey, and Paul Coffey's willing to fight. And that's what they did. I mean, can you imagine they did that in baseball? Like this person replied to on Twitter, like Jeff said. Yeah, I mean, if it's done, it would not be well received at all. I think that would be very poorly received. And we're bringing this up because Pete Alonso said this. If there's one rule I could change, I don't think people should get ejected for charging the mound or fighting. So I think it should be hockey style. No teams, no nothing. That's where people like seriously get hurt. If you go out and charge the mound, then you should be able to. But if the pitcher or hitter or whomever charges, if they don't want to fight, they take a knee and then they don't have to fight. But if someone charges the mound, it's one versus one, hockey style, and then that's it. I do a lot of discussion, a lot of people talking about it. 248-539-9797. Let's try Matt again. Welcome back to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Matt.
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can. Thank you.
Cool. Sorry. I was leaving the Mishawe golf course, so the signal's not the best up there.
All right.
I'm with you. I'm all for the MLB fighting. I think it's entertaining. My favorite fight was when Tim Anderson basically took on the whole team before his bench and bullpen got there. But I would also like to add eligibility for some of the umpires. Like, you know, some of them have it coming. And I know the players feel the same way. So I would add umpire eligibility in the fights.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, I'm all for it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Matt. I mean, back when Angel Hernandez was there, I wouldn't mind seeing that. And I think Angel's ego would probably allow him to fight as well. But, hey, who knows? It's all hypothetical. It's all hypothetical. But I find it wildly entertaining to think about. Mike is in Toledo. Mike, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Mike.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, so I'm in agreement with you guys that they're really got to find a way to eliminate the bench clearing brawls. But I feel like the mechanics of a baseball fight one-on-one would be a lot different than the mechanics of a hockey fight. And I mean that in if Connor McDavid got ran from behind, Connor McDavid is not fighting that guy. Somebody like Evander Kane is going after that person. So I don't know if you have a guy sitting on the bench. So if a pitcher throws at a certain hitter, this guy comes off the bench to fight the pitcher.
Well, I mean, again, it's so wild to even consider this as a topic. But, I mean, you're not going to charge the mound unless you've got a reason to charge the mound, right? If somebody throws a pitch low and outside and all of a sudden the guy charges, like, what are you doing? That's not going to happen. If somebody gets hit and the player thinks that it was done on purpose and they charge the mound, I can understand where Pete Alonso is coming from here. You would think there would have to be a legitimate reason to charge the mound. And then if the pitcher doesn't want to fight, take the knee, and then you're not going to fight. However, I can't imagine how that player is looked on by his teammates. And it'd be really hard to stop one of his teammates from going after the hitter in the first place.
That would be equivalent of running somebody from behind and then somebody going after you and you're a turtle.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Amongst your teammates.
Kind of, yeah. Unless the pitcher's like, dude, it slipped out of my hand. I'm not trying to hit you when I've got you down 0-2. I'm trying to strike you out. The ball slipped. It happens, and it does happen. And for the most part, you're not seeing that in baseball. Guys aren't charging the hill. You don't see it all that often. I wonder what the actual percentage is of, you know, a batter charging the mound after he gets hit. Like, what is that percentage? I got to believe it's way less than 10% of the time. Guys just take the base. They know, part of the game. And then we'll see if you think it was done on purpose, then the next inning, the starting pitcher for the other team gets back and hits one of the other players. And then it usually ends. It's done. You may get some barking back and forth, and occasionally you get somebody that's going to charge. But by and large, you just don't see it. Ticket text coming in on this at 248-539-9797. Sounds like the polar bear had a few pitchers on his mind already. LOL. Yeah, that it could be. And the polar bear is the nickname for Pete Alonso. It's so dumb. Teams are not going to let their pitchers fight. I would imagine that nobody wants their pitchers to fight. But at the same time, if a pitcher's going to throw at a batter, you know, he's trying to do harm to the batter. What recourse does the batter have? They just have to take it? I don't think this is ever going to come to fruition, but I think it's fun to talk about. Bring the fighting to all sports. Full contact golf. Full contact baseball. Let's just have a Donnybrook in every game. At least if your team sucks, you have something to look forward to. Steve in Madison Heights. Right? Like the Red Wings in the mid-80s, the Brad Park era, they were a bad hockey team. But they were also a bad hockey team when they had Probert and Koser out there and you had to fight. Harold Sneps and the like. I mean, those guys are fighting all the time. Why would you want to see fighting in baseball? It's always some of the worst technique of all sports. WNBA players know how to fight better. That's from Michael. I actually think the NBA players are worse at it than the baseball players are. Although they're both pretty bad when it comes to their form. Who was it? Was it Kane? Do you remember? Was it Odor that got in a fight with Joey Bats, Joey Bautista at second base, and just clocked him?
Yeah, it was him.
Just knocked him right down. Oh.
Sorry, I was moving the mic.
You sure that was what you were moving?
I'm not sure. No, yes.
Sounded like you were moving your bowels there for a second. Yeah, I mean, occasionally you get a really good brawl in baseball, a really good fight where it's like legitimate one-on-one stuff, but it happens so few and far between. It's just this idea is ridiculous, right?
Of course it is. Tim Anderson got knocked out by Jose Ramirez, but it was like a blind right hook that he threw. I mean, when guys just start closing their eyes and swinging,
yeah,
that's what happens. You know what I mean? Someone connects, someone goes down. But that wasn't like a pitcher versus that was on the base pads as well.
Right. I feel like the base path fight is better than the charging the mound fight.
Oh, for sure, because it's like two dudes run into a hallway and bumping shoulders or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and they know like, oh, hey, yeah. What are you doing?
What
are you doing?
You stuck in my shoe? What?
Wham. Yeah. That's what we get the Odor versus Joey Bats thing, and he knocked him clean out or just knocked him down right away. And same thing with the Tim Anderson thing is fun to look at. And then, of course, there's the Rod Allen in Japan video that you can't get enough of. But it's different in a way. What would Rod Allen say about this rule proposal? I think he'd love it. Scott is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Gator. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome. Cool. So I think they just need to leave it as is. And just a couple things. Number one, if a pitcher throws at a batter, he's got to know that he runs the risk of getting charged. Number two, the batter charges the mound. he has to know he's got to deal with more than just the pitcher until his teammates can catch up with him. And if you leave, if you make everybody have to stay on the benches, it might be 9-on-1 with one batter and right. 9 players, at best 5-on-1 if the bases are loaded. So just leave it as is.
Yeah, look, I don't think they're going to, and thanks for the call, Scott, they're not going to change any rules because they're not going to allow it. They just won't. They won't sanction it at all. In fact, I think it'd be hysterical if the baseball commissioner actually had to come out and say something about it, if he has to address this, because I think even he would just laugh it off. Like, no, we're not going to allow fighting in baseball. We don't, as it is. You know, as it is, somebody charges the mound, they're likely to get suspended immediately. They're going to get ejected immediately, and then they're likely to face a 5-game suspension because they charged the mound. But it's Pete Alonso's idea. It's his proposal. I think it's funny. That Pete Alonso idea actually sounds pretty badass. I would totally be down for that, Joe in his car. Yeah, I mean, from a fan standpoint, it'd be entertaining until your player, the guy you like, gets beat up. And then you're like, well, I don't like that at all. No baseball player is going to watch Alonso beat the crap out of Pedro Martinez without going in there and stopping it. I agree 100%. You think that Spencer Torkelson's going to allow somebody to go after Tarek Skubal? Not that I don't think Skubal can handle his own. He's a big guy. He's very intense. And I think he'd like to handle his own if it ever came down to it. But there's no way that you're going to allow that to happen.
Gator, what if we had a true DH?
A real designated hitter.
Yes.
I like what you're saying.
Yeah, you're picking up what I'm throwing down?
Oh, I'm picking up what you're putting down. I like that a lot. Yeah, you just choose you designate who your number one guy is.
Yeah, here's probably a real swing off.
Right, yeah. Talk about lining up the knuckles.
Yep.
I like Colt Keith for the Tigers.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's got the wrestling background.
Yeah, strong base.
He looks like a very strong base. He looks like he can handle himself. I think he could get from third base to pitcher's mound to head him off at the pass and then be or, like you said, the DH. I like it. They just stop the game like, okay, we got a beef. Everybody calls timeout. We got a beef. Let's bring out the DH.
They could play walkout music still.
Right. Yeah. Oh, different kind of. Oh, yeah. Now you're really making it entertaining. This will never happen. And yet it's fun to talk about. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. What were your thoughts on the All-Star game from last night? Your thoughts on the Tigers going into this All-Star break? It wasn't the best ever for the Tigers, right? Losing 4 in a row. The Tigers last night, 0-for-8 combined with 3 strikeouts. The pitchers went an inning and 2/3. They gave up 3 runs. Is it shaking your confidence at all about what the Tigers are? They don't start playing games again until Friday. It's a lot of time off. Will it be to their benefit, or are there real concerns that you have about the Tigers? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, is your garage door on its last legs? Is it time to switch it up and get a brand new garage door? If it is, do what I do. And do what I did, and that is call Precision Garage Door Service. They're awesome. They'll come out. They'll walk you through the entire process. They'll show you all the options you have for a new garage door. And the best thing about it is that because they have a warehouse nearby that is chock full of brand new garage doors, in some cases, you can get a brand new garage door installed in as little as 24 hours. Here's what else is great about Precision. You can go on to precisiondoormi.com and schedule an appointment that works for you and your schedule. You're not beholden to some 6-hour window during the day that you know you can't do. What you can do is schedule the time that does work for you. They're willing to work with you. We're available weekends at no extra charge, and they have that same-day service, and emergency repairs are available as well. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or schedule an appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.